USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An advisory panel voted late last week against recommending COVID vaccine boosters to most Americans. The panel did suggest that people 65 and older and those who are at high risk for serious COVID should receive a third dose of the Pfizer shot. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, tells CBS News that he believes that recommendation will be expanded in the coming weeks.
You know, we have to see how this plays out over the coming weeks because the data changes every day. I do think it was very significant that the FDA Advisory Committee voted unanimously in favor of offering boosters to people 65 and over and to others who have high-risk exposures like healthcare professionals. So we're starting down that path. They weren't convinced yet that the data required this for younger individuals who aren't at high risk, but I think some of the data we're seeing coming in, especially from Israel, tells me that it's likely that they will get to that point.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
There have been calls for resignations in the wake of the admission from the Defense Department that a drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 innocent people was a mistake. Former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says that General McKenzie did the right thing in apologizing for the strike. He tells ABC News that there should be accountability for that mistaken strike.
Absolutely, I think there should. This was obviously an incredibly complex, fast-moving situation. We'd lost those 13 military members a couple days before that. There was clear intelligence that were additional strikes were on the way. So it was in that environment in which this strike actually took place.
And the 16th and 17th named storms of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season have formed. Tropical Storm Peter is about 350 miles to the east of the northern Leeward Islands in the Caribbean. Forecasters say it's expected to pass well north of those islands on Monday or Tuesday. And Tropical Storm Rose has formed in the central Atlantic Ocean. Not a storm is currently projected to impact the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Maricopa County, Arizona has come to a deal with the state over a controversial elections audit. Wendy King has the story.
The Arizona Senate has struck a deal with the board of the state's most populous county after months of jousting over a controversial review of the 2020 election results. The problem stems from the Republican-led Senate's review of Maricopa County's 2020 election results. The Senate initiated an audit in July, and the results are expected September 24th. While the county handed over election ballots, voting machines, and other information, it refused Senate subpoenas for its routers, saying there was a security risk. Then Arizona Attorney General Mark Benovich gave the county until September 27th to comply with the Senate subpoenas. Under the new agreement, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors won't be required to hand over the county routers and other sensitive materials to the Senate's contractor, Cyber Ninjas. But a third party will be reviewing them. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And late games in the NFL Sunday saw the Cardinals clip the Vikings 34-33. Kyler Murray with 400 yards and four touchdowns in the win. Tom Brady threw for five scores in the Bucs' 48-25 dismantling of the Falcons. The Cowboys escaped the Chargers 20-17 on a Greg Zuerlein 56-yard field goal as time expired. And Derrick Henry found the end zone three times as the Titans beat the Seahawks in overtime 33-30. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.